Hallelujah.
Oh, with all your heart now, worship God.
Yes, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, don't you love him this morning? Isn't he wonderful?
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Oh, let's give him a round of applause. Let's give him praise, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Father. Hallelujah, Lord. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord.
We sang that song, it's a sacrifice of praise, and sometimes it feels like that. But if I just go back for a little while and think of the last time I was sick and he showed up and healed me. If I go back a little while and think the last time I needed some help, he was there to help me.
Amen.
If I go back to the last time I made a mistake and he went ahead and forgave me and put me back in his arms, it wouldn't be such a sacrifice anymore to praise him, would it? Too bad we don't like to count our blessings as often as we ought to do it. Oh, Jesus, I got this problem, I got that problem. And he lets us sweat it out for about 10 minutes of his time, right? And we think it's all eternity. And you got something to praise him for this morning?
Yes, Lord. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I love walking into a group of people that ain't worried about who's sitting in the seat next to them. They're worried about the guest of honor that shows up. That they're having a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. How many came to hear from your Lord and Savior?
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Not preaching this morning. Appreciate all the visitors here. Good to see you. They're not really visitors, but kind of visitors, I guess. But, Jim McGill, it's good to have you with us as well. Brother Thomas, good to see you as well back there. Supporting that corner of the pew over there, keeping it all lifted up. Hallelujah. We got Brother Alexander preaching for us today. I'm expecting to hear from the Lord.
Sure, amen.
Amen. Well, I want to go ahead and sing that again, but can we just sing, I love you? How many just loves the Lord? I believe that's all he wants to hear from us anyways, is how much we love. So as Brother Alexander comes, let's just sing that.
I got messed up.
Love you.
Lord, I love you.
Lord, I love you. And Lord, I love you. And Lord, I love you. And Lord, I love you.
Think of that scripture. You know, we talk about our love for the Lord and our devotion to the Lord, but John reminds us in his first epistle that we love him because he first loved us.
Hallelujah, Lord.
And
thank
it's
you,
his
Jesus.
Love that makes it possible for us to love one another.
Sure.
And if you can't, as he said, if you can't love your brother whom you've seen, how can you say you love God?
That's right.
Whom you've not seen.
That's the truth.
And so that's what makes it possible, because he loved us first. While we were unlovable, he loved us. While we were unfixable, he fixed us.
That's
amen.
Right.
Brother Kent,
praise
all right.
Be to
good
God.
To see you today, Brother Kent. God bless each one here today. Good to see each one. I don't want to talk too much up here. We just want to get to the scripture here in Psalm 8. But it's good to see each one that can make it out, if you want to turn to the 8th Psalm. And I always remind people, it's like Teddy Roosevelt said, you know, people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care.
That's true.
Amen. And we can get up here and we can talk about the Bible. We can have a great understanding of intellectual things, but to have that love that we were talking about, that's really where the rubber meets the road. Amen.
Amen. That's right.
Amen. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, because you have love one to another.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's read here in Psalm 8. We're also going to read in Genesis, the first chapter, but we'll start here first. I want to start here in the 4th verse. He says, "What is man that thou art mindful of him? And the son of man that thou visitest him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, yea, and the beasts of the field, the fowl of the air, and the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passeth through the paths of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Genesis Amen. Chapter 1.
Yes, sir.
What is man that thou art mindful of him? Amen. Amen.
That's right.
Praise the Lord. I want to read in the 26th verse of Genesis chapter 1. Hopefully this is a familiar scripture to us. It says here, "And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let him have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth." So God created man in his own image.
That's right.
In the image of God created he him. Now watch this.
Right.
Male and female created he them.
Exactly.
And God blessed them and said unto them, "Be fruitful, multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion." Amen. "Over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth." Let's just go ahead and bow our heads here. Let's have a word of prayer this morning. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the day that you've given us, Lord, and this opportunity to be gathered here. You said where two or three are gathered together in your name, you would be there in their midst. And Lord, we believe the promise, Lord, that this isn't just a convention or a meeting of people or a gathering of minds, but that the power of the Holy Ghost and the unction of our Lord Jesus Christ would personally minister to each one here, that you would have preeminence in this place, and that you would deal with your people, Lord, that we would come here as a people expecting you to testify of your resurrection, that you are still alive, that you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. And Lord, may you speak to us in such a personal way, Lord, to each of our hearts, that we could leave this place and say, "Surely it was good to be in the house of the Lord. Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity." And Lord, we thank you for this opportunity. We thank you for this time. I remember the words of David. He said, "One thing have I desired, that will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord forever."
Yes.
And Father, we thank you not so much for the natural building, but that you have made a habitation in our hearts, that we, as the Apostle Paul would say, we are the temple of the Holy Ghost.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, may we today, may we just bear witness of that life. And Lord, may you speak to each one. Bless your people, we pray, for we have need of you, Lord, to come and to help us, Father.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you now. Bless the reading of your word. Bless this little message that you've given me, Father. May I not say anything contrary to your word, but may you do all things well in this place today.
Yes,
we
Lord.
Thank you, Father. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen and amen. The church said amen. Amen.
Yes,
God bless you all. You may be seated. I want to speak today on a subject here. I want to speak about dominions and spiritual dominion. We've read these verses here. We know the scripture talks about how when God made the man, he made him and he had a purpose in his mind. Amen? And we can look at ourselves today and we ask ourselves, why are we here and what is our purpose? And we can look at many things and we can point to many prerogatives and many things that God has given us and God has assigned for us. And we have different purposes, amen? We have different ministries. We have different functions in the body. But man's original intention, amen, was he was given dominion over the earth. Is that right? God had fashioned all these things. He created all these things. And on the sixth day, he says, let's go ahead now. We're going to make man. We're going to make him in our image. Is that right? And so when he goes and he makes the man, he's not just giving him some sort of a representation or just making another animal, but he's literally fashioning a being that is after his own image. Amen?
That's right.
And so he sees this man and he finishes the creation and he rests on the seventh day. Amen?
Yes, sir.
And he beholds, and it's all good. The fowl were good, and the birds were good, and all these things were good. And he, on the seventh day, he looks, and it was very good.
That's
says.
Right. Yes, sir.
Is that right? But something comes along, and there's a realization that there's something that's not good. That Adam, he goes, and he begins to name the animals, because he has dominion. Is that right? God didn't name him. Adam did, because God had given the man dominion.
Yes,
amen?
Amen?
And so he names these animals, and among all of them, there wasn't one helpmeet found. Amen. There wasn't a help for him that was found. So God says, it's not good.
That's right.
It's not good that man should be alone. Now here he makes man in his image, and he sees in the man the same thing that he had. It's not good that I'm alone. It's not good that the man's alone. I'm going to give him a helper. And so he doesn't go and fashion a new lump of clay.
That's right.
He doesn't go start creating it, but he takes from the man. He lays the man down, and he puts the man in a deep sleep, and he pulls from the man. Is that right? From the side of the man, he pulls another being. Because when God created the man, male and female, he created them. So in the man was the woman.
That's right.
The potentials was laying there. God simply took from the man to fashion the woman. Not a new lump of clay, not a different life, but his own life. That's why Adam, when he would awaken, he would look at the woman. And he would say, this is now. Amen? This is now bone of my bone.
That's right.
Flesh of my flesh.
Yes.
She shall be called woman because she came from man.
Amen.
So this is me. It's my substance which has made this woman. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Right. So he fashions this woman. And when they are there, they are, we could say it this way, they were amateur gods. Is that right?
Right.
They were little gods. Is that right? Jesus, he comes along and he begins to preach. And the Jews, they get indignant and say, well, you being a man, you make yourself God because you call yourself the Son of God. And he says, doesn't your own law say you are gods?
That's right.
Isn't that what they were? That was what man was created. He was created to be an amateur God. Is that right?
That
was his function, to have dominion. Amen?
Yes,
if you, it's like I say, if you got a cat and a cat has it, don't have a dog. Don't have a duck, is that right? So God is having little offspring. They're the same substance as him.
Glory.
Amen? It wasn't something in the sense of substance, is that right?
Yes, sir.
He was given that dominion, is that right? So he was created for that, to be the same species, if I could say it that way.
On,
he was the same species, is that right?
Sir.
It wasn't the gene of an animal. It wasn't the gene of some great thing or all, but it was the gene of God. It was his own image, is that right?
Amen.
Praise God.
Sir.
That's why so even the Jews, they accuse Jesus, is that right? And they're saying, well, you're doing these things. Because even the Jews understood to say that you're a son of God, you're putting yourself on the same level as God. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
And so to them it was robbery, is that right?
That's right.
And Jesus, like, your own law testifies to this. To those to whom the word of the Lord has come, you called them gods.
That's
the scripture can't be broken, he says. Is that right? That's so many people today, that's what they want to do. They want to take the scripture and they want to piece together their own theology so they can make it say what they want. And they can place you in a nice pew and they can get your money and they can do all these things. But you don't have to actually repent. You don't actually have to serve God. You don't have to come to a place where you receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost, where he's going to fashion you into the image of a son or daughter of God.
Yes, sir.
Amen. We've got so much churchianity where we come to church and we play games.
Hey, brother,
people, they're preaching for money and they're doing this. But where's a people who will say that this is what God has purposed, that man would have dominion, that he would have authority. Is that right?
Amen.
That he would rule over the works of God's hands. Is that right? That was his purpose. And God was so concerned. God was so concerned about his purpose in creation that when man fell, he didn't write him off like he did Satan. He didn't write him off like he did, but he provided a way. Is that right? When man in his fall, in his own intellect, he goes and he fashions for himself fig leaves and he tries to make a way to cover himself. God takes an animal.
That's right.
God slays an animal. And God slays that animal and that blood. Is that right? Because without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sins. And God takes the, and he covers them. Amen. So many people, they want to cover their sin. But he that covereth his sin, the scripture says he'll not prosper. Is that right? But God has provided a covering.
Yes, Lord.
God has provided a blood that doesn't just cover sin. It remits sin. Is that right? Where God looks at you through that atonement. Through what Jesus did at Calvary. Is that right? Because our Lord Jesus came, is that right, to show us what it was like to be a son.
Amen.
He showed us what a son was when he walked on the water, when he would go to a man that had been possessed with 2,000 devils and he would set him free.
That's
he
right.
showed us what a son of God looked like.
Amen.
Because that's what sons do. Sons don't have to back down to the devil. Let me
that's
say
right.
it that way.
No,
he didn't give us power to back up on the devil. He gave us power to cast out the devil. Amen.
That's right.
And so we see a son of God, and he takes the son of God and he places him on a cross. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Oh, hallelujah.
Praise his name.
And out of that son, like the first Adam, he takes the last Adam, and out of his side comes water and blood, and he yields up the spirit.
God, he
pulls out the components.
Amen.
Is that right? As Jehovah had a bride in the old covenant, Jesus, he's got a church. Is that right? It is his mystical body. Is that
yes,
right?
Sir.
The Apostle Paul in Ephesians 5, he speaks about how the husbands ought to love their wives as Christ loved the church.
Yes, sir.
For no man ever hated what? His own flesh.
Amen.
Oh my, is that right?
Come on.
And he says, this is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ in the church. Is that right?
Amen.
That God, that Christ would have such a care for you
as
a bride and a bridegroom. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Oh my. You know, people that you go to churches and they're not full gospel churches, and they'll talk about how the days of miracles is past, and that was just for the apostles. And you look at Matthew 10:8 and you look at Luke 10:19, these different places where Jesus gives his disciples authority. Is that right?
Yes.
In Luke 10:19 he says, "Behold, I give you power."
That's right.
The Greek word exousia. I give you authority over all the power, the ability, dunamis of the enemy. Is that right?
Amen.
Praise God.
Yes, sir.
At the day when Jesus is getting ready to leave his disciples, he says, "You wait in Jerusalem, you tarry for the promise of the Holy Ghost. Ye shall be endued with dunamis, power." Is that right?
Hallelujah.
He's going to give you power. It's greater. Man. His ability is greater than the enemy.
Yes,
and then he tells his disciples, "I'm going to give you authority over his power." So not only is the power in you greater than the devil, but you have authority over his power.
Amen. That's
it would
right.
be one thing if I could lift a 500-pound weight. It's another thing when I've got somebody else can do it, and I tell them, "You go lift it."
Oh my.
And it's the same thing. God has given authority to these people.
Yes.
Now people say, "Well, that was just the disciples."
No, sir.
Now Jesus, he's here ministering, and he preaches, then he sends them out two by two, and he delegates authority to them. We call it delegated authority. Amen.
Yes, sir. Right.
In other words, he says, "I'm going to give you authority to go do these things." Now Paul wasn't there. Silas wasn't there. Is that right?
That's right.
Because they had something greater.
Come on now.
Amen. Jesus ascends and he comes back down and he says, "All power."
That's right.
Amen. All power. Not most of it.
Right.
Not all some of it. But all power in heaven and earth is given unto me. Is that right?
Yes, Lord.
So everything that God had, he pours into Christ, not a separate person, but in the Son of God. All power is given to him. He's in a place of authority. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Right. Oh my, and he takes Jesus Christ, the book of Ephesians tells us that he raised Christ up and he made him to sit down at his in the throne. Is that right?
Yes,
he
sir.
Seated him in heavenly places. Is that right?
Amen. Amen.
And then he tells us, and this is the astounding thing. Now, you can go to a church down the street, you can go, people will tell you, "Well, yes, Christ, he's seated at the right hand of the Father. God has raised him from the dead and made him to sit down." But Paul comes along in the next chapter and tells us, "And you...
right.
Hath he quickened?"
Yes.
You were dead in sins and trespasses. God has quickened you.
Oh, yes,
and he says he has raised you up and made you to sit with him.
Amen.
People, they're all right when you talk about, "Well, Christ is raised from the dead." But when you go to preaching, he's made you to sit with him. You are seated now.
Amen. That's right.
That's what Paul says.
Preach.
Right now you are seated in heavenly places in him.
Amen.
How do you get into him? By one spirit. We're all baptized into one body. Is that right? By the baptism of the Holy Ghost. He's placed you into not some other person, not an angel. He's placed you into himself. And he is seated right now. He is in a position right now where he has been given all authority, all power in heaven and earth. Amen?
Yes.
Amen.
That's
so
it.
This isn't just a fairy tale.
No, it's true.
So many people, it's a fairy tale. And Tom, I think, "Well, that's nice. That's great. He's giving us authority." And they just go on their lives and they do their normal lives. But this is something. This is the greatest thing that's ever struck the
face of the
earth. Amen?
Yes, sir.
That he would take us. Is that right? I want to turn to Hebrews chapter 1 this morning. I just kind of want to read a little bit here before I get ahead of myself.
That's all right.
This is what God sent down on the day of Pentecost.
Sure.
By the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Amen? These people, they're staggered around like drunkards. And the people, they ask, "What meaneth this?" Amen?
Amen.
"What meaneth this?" Peter gets up to speak. He's speaking and he says, "These men are not drunk as you suppose, seeing it's but the third hour of the day. But this is that." Amen? I know people, they're waiting. They're waiting for God to pour out His Spirit. They say, "In the last days." The Scripture says in the last days He's going to pour out His Spirit. I said, "Did you ever read Peter's commentary on that?"
That's right.
What does he say there in Acts chapter 2? He says, "This is that that was spoken by the prophet Joel in the last days." Amen.
Hallelujah.
You're looking for the last days? Peter was living in the last days.
That's right.
Is that right?
Sure.
It's been the last days.
Amen.
I think we're at the end of the last days. I agree with that. But it's been the the last day. He says, this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. It shall come to pass. I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Yes, your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. Is that right? Your sons and daughters shall prophesy.
Amen.
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 Yes, sir.
God was doing something that, as he talks about in Isaiah 20, his strange act. The man wouldn't understand that these men of Judah, these men of Israel, they were trying to be religious. They were trying to live by their law, and they thought they could impress God with their piety.
They thought
they could impress God with their religion. And he comes along and says, the bed's shorter than a man can stretch himself.
That's it.
And the cover is smaller than a man can cover himself. That it wasn't sufficient. That bed wasn't sufficient for the rest
that
they needed.
Yes,
their covering couldn't cover them up. God was going to give them a covering. God was going to provide. Is that right? Not just a slain lamb, a natural one, but the Lamb of God. That he was going to take his own son. And as Acts 20 says, his own blood was shed. Is that right?
That's it. Exactly.
Oh, hallelujah.
Exactly right.
Praise God. The life in that blood, amen. There's no sin in God, is that right?
Sir.
And if he could so, praise God,
if he could
so cleanse a man that was born in sin and shaped in iniquity. You come into the world speaking lies. They're not a good thing about you. We like to think that, I'm good here and I have this going for me here. And after I did God a favor by signing up for this, we weren't doing God no favor.
That's right. No, sir.
God was doing us a favor.
Exactly.
He would come down and say, you know what? I'm going to take that perversion. I'm going to take that filth. I'm going to take that life that you wasted and you used to serve the devil. And I'm going to change his purpose. I'm going to restore it back. For you'll be a son and you will be a daughter of God.
Glory to God. Yes, Lord.
Amen. I always think about the prodigal son. He comes back home to his daddy. He comes to himself one day. He says, I'm going to go back home to daddy. I'm going to be a servant. And you know what? He starts going back down the trail, and Daddy had the sandals and the robe waiting for him.
That's right. Amen. Yes, Lord.
He didn't have to go to Walmart and buy it, amen.
That's right.
He was waiting for his son to come back. He already had the sandals ready.
Yes,
he already
Lord.
Had the robe laid out, and he sees his son coming. And his son, he begins to say, let me be a servant in your house, I'll serve you. He says,
right.
This is my son.
That's right.
This is my son. He was dead, but now he's alive.
Amen.
He's not going to come back to me as a servant. I'm going to bring him back as a son. He's going to wear my robe. He's going to wear my signet ring. He's going to be a son again. Because that was his whole purpose in creation. To make a man to have dominion.
Yes,
and God's
sir.
Not about to forfeit it to plan B. It's like I always tell people, there's no plan B in the kingdom of God. God don't have to have a contingency plan for when his word don't work out. God don't fail, amen? We fail in our flesh, we make mistakes, but God never fails.
That's right.
He does all things well, is that right?
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Here in Hebrews 1. He says, "Here, God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days," amen, the last days, "he hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son."
Amen.
Amen. What God was doing before, he's speaking through the prophets, speaking through the veil of flesh, but now he comes and he makes himself a body. He says, "I'm going to come down and I'm going to speak to them in my Son."
Amen.
That's why Jesus could say, my doctrine's not my own, but it's him who sent me. Amen?
Amen.
It wasn't Jesus' idea as a man. It wasn't his will. It was God. Is that right?
Amen.
He said here, whom he hath appointed heir of all things. He's an heir of all things. Not just some things, all things. Is that right? That's his inheritance.
Amen, brother.
By whom also he made the worlds. Who? Being the brightness of his glory. And the express image of his person, the image of God, is that right?
Amen.
He's the express image. The Greek word there, it's character. That's where we get our English word character from. Amen?
Amen.
The very nature, the very character, the expression of God's life, that was what Christ was. Amen.
Amen. Right.
Amen.
It says, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins,
yes, Lord.
Sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high, being made so much better than the angels.
Amen, brother.
As he hath by inheritance. Amen. He didn't earn it. Like you and I, we go and we get a paycheck or we go do things. It was his inheritance.
That's right.
Why is it? Because he's part of the family.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
My dad's here today. I inherited the name Magulis from him.
That's right.
People don't know how to spell it all the time. They mispronounce it. You know, I could have, you know, if I was going to pick my own name, you know, it'd be like, you know, some mean name like Gustav Steele or some Russian or whatever, you know, some weird name like that. But that's the name I have, and I'm not ashamed of what? Because I inherited it from my daddy.
Yes.
I didn't have a choice in it. Amen?
Hallelujah.
That's who he is. Did not Jesus say, I've come to declare the name of my Father?
Right.
If another comes in his own name, you'll receive him. So many people come in their own name, their ministry. Well, my ministry, my anointing, and my gifting. And Paul can say, it wasn't me. It's not I that live. It's Christ that liveth in me.
Amen.
I'm crucified with Christ.
Yeah.
Is that right? That's who it was. It wasn't Paul, the man. Paul can look at himself and say that I'm groaning. I made mistakes. I'm chained to a dead man. Is that right?
That's right.
He said, there's sin that worketh in my members. The law of my mind wants to do good, but where I do good, evil's present.
That's right.
And where I would not, I do the things I don't want to do. There's another law, he says, working in my members. The law of sin and death.
Jesus.
And this flesh. And it's contrary. It's fighting against him. Is that right?
Yes, Lord.
He's wrestling with it. Praise God.
That's right.
Even Paul is wrestling with his humanity. Is that
exactly
right?
Exactly. Amen.
Praise the Lord here.
Praise the Lord.
I'll keep reading here before I get off topic too much here. He says, by inheritance, he's obtained a more excellent name than they.
Yes, sir.
For unto which of the angels said he at any time, thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. And again, I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son. Amen. Paul's saying, he's not calling them sons. They're not the sons he's talking
about.
That's
right.
That wasn't for them.
Yes, sir.
He says, and again, when he bringeth the first begotten into the world, he saith, let all the angels of God worship him. There is someone greater than the angels. Is that
right?
That's right. You read through the book of Hebrews, and it's a book of contrast. We talk about Abraham, and then Paul, and we find out Jesus is greater than Abraham.
That's right.
Well, we talk about Moses and all things, and he's greater than Moses.
Moses
is a servant, rules his house, but Christ is a son.
That's right.
Is that right?
Yes.
Well, here we have an old covenant, and then there's a new covenant. There's a priesthood of Aaron. And they always had to bring sacrifices, and they're always having to make up for their sins and feel bad about it. But by one sacrifice, he tells us by one sacrifice, this man, he has purged us from our sins. Is that right? He's purged forever, he says, those that are sanctified.
Yes.
He doesn't have to go in and make atonement for his own sins first.
No, he doesn't.
He don't have to go in and weep and cry and slay the true love. He was the sacrifice.
Amen.
And he was a perfect sacrifice. Is that right?
Yes.
That's why we can say all that Adam lost, amen? Everything that Adam lost in the fall, it's been restored. Is that right?
Yeah.
Is that everything? If it hasn't, then Christ needs to get back on the cross. Christ needs to get back on the cross and finish the work of redemption.
That's
but if he's finished it and it's done, like he said, then he already has. He is already possessor. Is that right? It's already his, amen? He's paid the price. So many people want to help Jesus pay the price. You notice that? Well, I know he paid for my sins, but now I got to do some penance over here. I got to do some Hail Marys over here. Maybe if I'm good enough, maybe God will do something for me. It has nothing to do with that. If you could do it, Jesus didn't have to die.
That's right. Sure.
If you could do enough to please God, Jesus didn't have to die.
Amen.
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 Well, praise the Lord anyhow. We try to help God out.
That's the truth, brother. Come on.
People try to help God out. God don't need your help. He just needs you to yield to him. Amen.
Hey.
Let him do it. Amen. It's his work. Is that right? Hebrews 4 says, he that's entered into his rest, he ceased from his own works.
Amen.
He stopped. It's not my works anymore. Is that right?
Amen.
It's his works. It ain't me that heals the sick or raises the dead or does it. It's Christ. Is that right? And he's good at it. He's been doing it for a long time. He's been doing it for thousands of years. He's an expert. Amen. And so many people, they try to build up their faith and get into something. Faith's not a working up. It's a settling down.
Yes, Lord.
It's saying, you know what? God's word is true.
Amen.
Whether the circumstances say it, whether my eyes say it, whether the public opinion is with it, God's word is true. I'm just going to drive my stake in the ground.
Amen.
And this is how it is.
Yes.
God said it, I believe it, and that settles it.
Amen.
I don't care what else comes. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
People get unsettled. Is that right?
Come on.
And a man that's unstable in all his ways, he's double-minded. Is that right? He's double-minded. Well, he saved one day, lost the next. He's up here, and then he's down here. God loves me. God hates me, and they're unstable. They're like a wave. Is that right?
Yes.
They never know where they're at. They never know where they're going.
That's exactly right.
That's childish. Amen?
Correct.
I'm preaching to me too. Amen?
Yes, sir, brother. Come on.
Is that right? That's what the purpose of the ministry was. Paul said he gave apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers. Why? So that we wouldn't be tossed by every wind of doctrine,
hallelujah,
as children, but that we would grow up into him.
Amen.
In all things.
Lord God.
Into him.
Amen, Lord.
Is that right? That we would look like him. Amen.
Grant it, Lord God.
But unto the Son he saith, Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever a scepter of righteousness is the scepter of thy kingdom. Amen.
Amen.
Rulership.
Amen.
Dominion. Is that right? That's why
yes,
John
sir.
Could say, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Is that right?
Glory to God. Amen.
I'll go down here to the 13th verse. But to which of the angels said he at any time, Sit on my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool? Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation?
Hallelujah.
Amen. You see this time and time again. Jesus, when he goes to Jerusalem, the Jews begin to question him. He questions them back.
That's all
he
right.
throws it back in their lap. He says, Who do they say the Son of David is? If it's the Son of David, why does he say, The Lord said unto my Lord, Sit thou at my right hand till I make thine enemy? And he brings this same scripture up. Is that right? Peter, on the day of Pentecost, he says that they took the Prince of Life and they crucified him. But God has exalted him, and he's sitting at the right hand, and the heavens must retain him. What? Till he makes his enemies his footstool. He brings this up time and time again.
Yes,
that God, that Christ is seated. He's waiting. What's he waiting for? For his enemies to be made his footstool.
Amen?
Amen. Yes. That's what he's waiting on. We're waiting on him. He's waiting for this. This is what he's waiting for. Amen?
Amen, brother.
I want to read here in Hebrews 2 for a moment. Let's just go down here to verse 5. For under the angels hath he not put in subjection the world to come, whereof we speak. Amen? It's not for the angels.
Come on,
in fact, Paul says in 1 Corinthians 6, don't you know you're going to judge angels?
That's right. That's what he said.
Amen?
Amen.
They're going to have to answer to you.
That's right.
Boy, that's kind of scary. Some of us are like, man, I don't know what I'm... Sometimes it seems like people can't tell their left hand from their right. Kind of like Nineveh, amen?
That's right.
Praise the Lord here. I'll leave that alone for now. It says, but one in a certain place testified, saying, and this is what we read this morning.
Yes, sir.
What is man that thou art mindful of him? Or the son of man that thou visitest him? Thou made him a little lower than the angels. Thou crownest him with glory and honor, and didst set him over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things in subjection under his feet. Now watch this. For in that he put all things under him, he left nothing that is not put under
him.
That's
right, yes.
In other words, God's saying, when I say all, I mean all.
That's right.
There's not anything I didn't put in subjection.
Amen?
Because he's got a name. Is that right?
Yes.
He's got a name. Ephesians 1 tells us he's exalted. Is that right? And it's far above not only the world to come, but this world, right
That's
now.
Right.
This world.
Amen.
Is that right?
Amen.
Is that right? Philippians 2 says he's received a name. It's far above every name that's named in heaven and earth and beneath the earth. Is that right?
Amen.
Not just the one to come, but right now. We get so shook up when we get a toothache. We get shook up when the doctor says you've got diabetes. And his name's greater than the name of diabetes. His name's greater than the name of bipolar disorder or sickness or cancer. It's greater than all those things.
Amen.
His name is greater. It's his inheritance.
Yes,
it's
sir.
Who he is.
That's
it's
right,
not just what he has. It's who he is.
Yes.
He is greater.
God.
The Jews come one time. And they get legalistic. Well, why are you picking stuff on the Sabbath? You shouldn't be doing that. He said, I am the Lord of the Sabbath.
That's right.
Is that right? He is the Lord of the Sabbath.
Right.
Praise God. The Sabbath wasn't, the man wasn't made for the Sabbath. The Sabbath was made for the man.
Yes.
Awesome.
Amen. Praise
yes,
God.
That's
Amen.
Right.
All things were created by him and for him.
Amen.
That he might have the preeminence.
Yes, sir.
That was his purpose. In this day, that's his purpose. To have preeminence in the believing
God.
People.
Yes,
amen. His body. Is that right?
Amen.
The church is his body.
That's
the
right.
fullness. Is that right?
Yes,
Ephesians 1:23. The fullness of him.
Come on.
That dwelleth all in all.
That's right.
Yes.
That's, we're looking for the fullness of God. It's
right
in the
here.
Body.
Yes, sir.
Because when God, he praise God. He comes down and he comes into Christ. All that he was, his express image, he's poured into Christ. Is that right? Philippians chapter 2 says, let this mind that was in Christ be in you.
Exactly.
So whatever the mind of Christ was, now it needs to be in you.
Amen.
He was in the form of God and he didn't consider it robbery to be equal with God. Is
That's
that right?
Right?
He didn't say, well, God, you know, I'm this and that, whatever. But that was his inheritance.
Amen.
That's what God designed him to do. Is that right?
Amen.
That's what he designed the first Adam to do.
Sure.
Is that right? Romans 3:23 says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And we worry so much about the sin, but it wasn't just sin. but that they came short of the glory of God. That was his purpose. That his glory would be revealed in the man.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, sir.
And it failed in the first Adam, but the last Adam. Amen.
Oh,
he's already died.
Lord God.
He's already rose.
Oh, hallelujah.
The scripture says death no more hath dominion over. He can't die again.
That's right.
People want to put God in a closet and they want to put him back in the history book. He's still alive today.
That's right.
Whether they believe it or not, he's the same. He's coming back. Amen.
Amen.
He's coming back for believing people. He's going to change these vile bodies. Amen.
Amen. That's what he said.
Whether they believe it or not. Is that right?
That's
Romans
right.
3 says, shall the unbelief of some make the faith of God void? God forbid.
Oh,
amen. They ain't hindering God. They're just hindering themselves.
Is that right?
Praise the Lord. All things. Is that right? It says, but now we don't see. He says, we see not yet all things put under him, but we see Jesus.
Amen.
Who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that by the grace of God.
Yes, Lord. That's
by the grace of God, he should taste death for us.
Amen.
For every man, is that right? For it became him for whom are all things and by whom are all things in bringing many sons unto glory to make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings. For both he that sanctifies and they which are sanctified are one.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
For which cause he's not ashamed.
Praise
God, I tell you what. There's one thing when I came to the altar one day and I said, God, I need you to take this over. I got a mess. I made a mess of my life. I need Jesus to come along and take this life. And he just comes and he just gives a whole new life. He didn't just patch it up. Not, it's not a patch job.
Sir.
It's a whole new life, amen. But to hear him say, he's not ashamed. Praise God, he's not ashamed to call them brethren. I can look at my life and say, he's probably real ashamed of me.
Amen.
Some of the things I've done as a Christian even.
Right. Yeah,
I've made mistakes.
Amen.
I've got problems. Amen.
Sure. Amen.
Speaking to somebody here, I guess, I hope.
That's right, brother. Come on.
I've got issues. What is an issue anyway? I don't know. That's one of them things. An issue. You know how people are now. We got all these modern terms for things. You got to be politically correct. We got issues. Amen.
Amen.
But he's not ashamed.
That's right.
Why? Because he did the work.
Amen. Amen.
It wasn't you working out. You didn't save yourself. Amen.
Right.
But he by himself, he purged our sins.
Amen.
When he looks at you through that veil, the blood of Jesus Christ, he's not ashamed of his handiwork.
That's right.
Because you are his workmanship. Is that right? We were saved, Paul said, not by our works, lest any man should boast. But we, he says, are his workmanship.
Amen.
We're his workmanship. And he's not ashamed. Praise God, he's not ashamed to call us brethren.
Amen.
Lord.
Boy, I tell you what, I'll put a shout in the amen.
Amen.
The king is in the camp. The shout of the king's in the camp. Amen. I'll get you excited. Start to dance a little bit. Get happy. But praise God. Jesus loves me. Amen.
That's
you know, my kids want me to sing that song to him every night.
Amen.
You know, it becomes just words to us as adults. We get so busy and we're thinking about bills. We're thinking about problems. We're thinking about people
that
cut us off in traffic today. Amen. We lose sight. Is that right?
Hit it, brother.
If we're not careful.
Exactly.
Amen.
But we see Jesus. Is that right?
Oh, yes, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
I want to read here a little further. He says, saying, I will declare thy name unto my brethren in the midst of the church. I will sing praise unto thee.
That's right.
Well, praise the Lord. I guess we're going to have a singing time today. Amen.
That's right. Glory.
And again, I will put my trust in him. And again, behold, I and the children which God hath given me. Amen.
Yes.
For as much then. Is this all right? Am I doing all right here?
That's the word.
Praise the Lord. For as much then, I'm just reading to you, I guess, a lot of it. Yes, you can't go wrong reading the Bible. That's where people get in trouble. They go, I read so-and-so's book or reading so-and-so's idea, but I'm just trying to read to you here, amen?
Amen.
For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise, like us.
That's right.
Is that right?
Sure.
Took part of the same. That through death, he might destroy him that had the power of death. That is the devil.
Amen.
And deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. See, you were subject to bondage because of fear and death. But now he's taking subjection.
Amen.
Amen. He says, I'm going to erase the... God's not given us the spirit of fear,
right,
but power, love, and a sound mind. Is that right? That's what he's given us. The devil, he offered you subjection. He offered you slavery.
My.
He offered you fear. He packaged it real nice.
Sure did.
Amen. Pretty. It can come in all forms and all kinds of different things. He's got all kinds of distractions. It's packaged real nice, but it's bondage. It's death.
Amen.
But Jesus says, I'm going to give you life.
Amen.
And it abundantly.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. That's what Jesus promised. Amen.
Yes,
for verily he took not on him the nature of angels. Is that right?
Amen.
Talking about Philippians 2. He was in the form of God. He didn't consider to be robbery with God, but he took upon himself the form of a servant. Is that right?
Sir. Amen.
Now, he wasn't a servant. He took on the form of a servant.
That's it.
Yes, amen?
Sir. Amen.
We know that. I mentioned the scripture. Moses was a servant over his house, but Christ was a son. Is that right?
Amen.
He comes in the form of a servant, washing his disciples' feet.
Hey.
The very one, the king, the master. He says, if I, your master, have done this. He's the master, and yet he's taking on the form of a servant. When you read Isaiah 53... He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for... Always he for us. He for us. He's never doing anything for himself.
Right. Amen.
Amen. He's doing for us. He comes and takes on the form of a servant. He humbles himself, it says, in fashion, even obedient, even unto death, the death of the cross.
Amen.
And it says, wherefore God hath also highly exalted him.
Amen.
And because he was obedient, God exalted him. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
In the eyes of men, he was a renegade. The Jews hated him. He come against their institutions. He's flipping tables over the temple. He's doing all this stuff. And they're thinking, man, this guy, he's just a renegade. He's just something else. And they left him on a cross naked, and they crucified him out in the city. And they said every bad thing about him. They said, this is the prince of the devils, and this is that. And they mocked him. They scourged him. But God said, I'm going to exalt him.
Amen.
I'm going to bring him back up.
That's right.
Because that's who he is. Amen. It's not possible that death should hold him.
Amen.
Because he is life.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise
is that right? And you hath he quickened. Is that
that's
right?
It.
God has raised him through the operation of faith of God, and he's done the same with us. Is that right?
Amen.
Praise God, because you were in Christ. Is that right? We were. The Bible says in Galatians, he tells us the same thing in Romans 6. We were buried with him in baptism, and we were raised with him in the same.
Amen.
Amen. I'm talking about sonship this morning.
That's
amen.
It. Right.
Not being a church member.
Amen.
Just going to church and trying to impress people and look good in front of people. What does it mean to be a son? What does it mean to be a daughter of God?
Amen.
Amen. It's more than just singing songs and coming to church.
Preach it, brother.
But there's a life there.
Exactly.
Where you realize that Christ has made you to sit down with him in heavenly places.
Amen. Hallelujah.
For verily, he says here, took not on him the nature of angels, but he took on him the seed of Abraham.
Amen. Yes.
That's who he was, the seed of Abraham. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Paul tells us in Galatians 3, not seeds as of many, but one seed, being Christ. Is that right?
Amen, right.
Well, there's one seed. There's many seeds there. You had Isaacs and Ishmaels, and you had all these things. The Jews, they come to Jesus. In John 8, said, well, we're the children of Abraham. That's not what he's talking about.
Right.
He's talking about the seed, the promised seed.
Right. Amen.
Because the covenant that was made with Abraham was made to Abraham and his seed. One seed, is that right? Which is Christ.
Amen.
The covenant was for Christ, is that right?
Yes, sir.
Oh, hallelujah.
Yes.
And then Paul tells us, and you that have been baptized into Christ, you've put on Christ.
Right.
In Christ there's neither male nor female. Remember the woman that I talked about at the beginning, when she was in the man, you couldn't distinguish.
Hallelujah.
She was hidden in the man.
Yes.
Male and female, she was hidden
Lord.
There. The substance of her was hidden in the man. In male, in Christ there's neither male nor female. God doesn't make these distinctions. God says, well, there's a little son there, there's a big son there, and he's not quite as, you know, he's more sinful than the next son. But if you it's like I tell you, if you just came into Christ, the weakest, lowest, sniveliest, most carnal Christian is still greater than the biggest, oldest, strongest, wisest devil. You could be the pinky toe of Jesus, and you're still greater than every power and every power of darkness and every sin. Is
Amen.
That right? Because he is far above.
Amen.
He's not just above, he's far above all principality, all power,
yes.
all might, and all dominion.
Amen.
Amen. That's where he's at. That's where you're at.
Yes.
Not because you did it. Why? Because you prayed through. Because you were smart enough. Because you were there with him before the foundation of the world. He says he has predestinated us under the adoption of sons. It was his purpose. Amen.
Amen.
Not our purpose. His purpose. He purposed that he was going to have sons and daughters. Is that right?
Thank you, Lord.
That they would take on flesh. And so his only begotten would come and take on flesh also. be a partaker. Is that right?
Hallelujah.
That he would bring many sons unto glory.
Amen.
Bringing them unto glory. Is that right?
Yes, Lord.
That was his purpose. Amen. It's like I tell people, Jesus, he tells them in John 12, if a corn of wheat abides alone, there's no fruit with it. He said, but if it dies and goes in the ground, it brings forth much fruit.
Amen.
God took his son and he sowed him in the ground. Is that right? For 3 days.
Yes, sir.
He didn't plant a son in the ground to reap just servants, to reap sinners. He put a son in the ground to get sons out of the ground.
Right.
You don't go plant corn to get apples. You don't plant an orange to get lemons. Is that right? God planted the seed. Is that right?
Amen,
the seed
brother.
Of Abraham. He plants them in the ground. Why? So there could be sons and daughters of the same kind. Is that right?
Amen.
That yes, they could sir. Have his righteousness. Not their righteousness. Your righteousness. Boy, I don't want to talk about mine. Amen.
Amen.
His righteousness.
Amen.
That's why Paul could say in 2 Corinthians 5, if any man's in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away. All things are new. All things are of God.
Amen.
He who knew no sin became sin that we might be the righteousness of God.
Amen.
That's what he says. Amen.
Amen. Yes.
Go back and read it. 2 Corinthians 5:21. We would be the righteousness of God. Boy, he's not talking about your flesh. He makes that point right. If you read back a couple of verses. He says, we've known Christ in the flesh. I've known Brother James here after the flesh. Praise God.
Right.
He's known me after the flesh. Praise God. I say amen.
Amen.
But though we've known Christ in the flesh, henceforth we know him no more.
Right.
Yeah, we know no man after the flesh.
Right.
See, we look at this so much.
Right. Right.
We get up and we look in the mirror.
Amen.
And we think, man, like I was telling you, we got problems, this and that. Quit looking at the flesh.
Amen.
Amen.
Sir.
That's where the Jews stumbled. They saw Christ. They saw the flesh. They didn't see the life. They didn't recognize he was the prophecy fulfilled. He was the Word made flesh.
Amen.
Amen. That's who he was, but they stumbled at the veil.
Right.
The veil was flesh.
Every time.
Amen.
Sure. Yes, sir.
Paul says we're not to do that. We don't know men after the flesh anymore.
Right.
Amen.
Amen, brother.
Praise God.
Praise his holy name.
You know, this was God's purpose all along. You know, God, the scripture talks about revelations how the Lamb was slain before the foundation of the world.
Yes, sir.
And God, his purpose, you know, he wanted to take away sin. Sin was a problem. Sin was in the way. He was going to take sin out of the way. But he wasn't just doing it just to, oh, now I can go to heaven one day. But the reason, there was a reason behind it. He wanted to remove sin. He wanted to provide that perfect sacrifice so he could restore his fellowship in man. That he could place his spirit in man and have union with him once more.
Amen.
That was his purpose because he couldn't deal with Isaiah.
Sure.
He couldn't deal with Moses. Like he could with Paul. Like he could in the New Covenant. Why? Because for all that they did and for all that God used them for, they were carnal.
Right.
They weren't born again. Is that right?
Amen.
That's why Jesus said, except a man be born again, he can't see. He can't understand the kingdom. Is that right?
Yes, sir. Exactly right.
Praise God.
Yes, sir.
Then Jesus tells his disciples, I no longer call you servants.
Amen.
I call you friends.
Amen.
There's a changing of the dispensation.
Amen.
We're doing away with just simple servitude. Now you're going to be friends. Now you're going to be sons of God. Because a servant doesn't know. Amen? Them Old Testament prophets, they prophesied, they didn't even know what they were talking about.
That's right.
Exactly. They didn't know. They didn't understand. Is that right?
Yes,
Paul talks about this in 1 Corinthians 2. He comes to these people and he says that if the princes of this world, they knew who Christ was, they wouldn't have crucified the Lord of glory.
Right.
If they didn't know him. That was God's will. They thought, well, we're going to crucify him. We're going to finally put a stop to him. And it was God's plan the whole time.
That's right.
Is that right? It was God's predetermined purpose, the scripture says.
Lord
is that right?
God.
And Paul comes and says, as it saith, eye is not seen, ear is not heard. It's never entered into the hearts of men what God's prepared.
Amen.
Yes, they didn't know. Is that right? That's
right.
He's quoting Isaiah. They had no idea. Then Paul says, but.
Hallelujah.
Is that right? But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. Things the prophets, they testified. The eye is not seen, the ear is not heard. Paul says, we see it now.
Amen.
God's revealed it to us. God has shown us his purpose. Amen. It's not hidden from us. We know who we are. We know where we're going. He's prepared a city for us. Amen. 1,500 miles high. God's got a purpose. Amen. God ain't looking just to pull us out of the mud. He's looking for sons and daughters, amen, to walk as sons and daughters. To walk in the image of Christ, amen. Oh, hallelujah. That's what he's looking for. He says again, who hath known the mind of the Lord that he might instruct him? But, he says, But we have the mind of Christ.
Amen.
Is that right? All that they were looking for. That's why Jesus could tell his disciples, you're seeing things that kings and prophets desired to see into. They looked for this day. They longed for this day. They wished they could have seen it. And you guys just kind of stumbling in. A bunch of fishermen can't even write their own name, but God could take him and speak on the day of Pentecost, and 3,000 people could get saved. Amen? Bunch of men, the Jews see them, they're ignorant, unlearned men. They weren't trained in the school, is that right? They weren't brought up under the greatest teachers. Ignorant, unlearned men, but they saw that they had been with Jesus.
Amen.
God, let us have a testimony.
Yes, Lord.
We might be ignorant. We might look like buffoons. But let people say, he's been with Jesus.
That's right, brother.
I can see he spent some time with Jesus.
Yes,
he
Lord.
Got in his prayer closet, amen. And the Lord came down and changed his life. And there's something different about him. He ain't who he used to be.
Amen.
Something's changed, amen. Something's different about him.
Yes.
He acts different now. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Oh, that's hallelujah. Right. Praise God. It's like I tell people, you know, we say that. That God is your father, amen? But you're think about that. Your father is God.
Amen.
That's who your father is,
yes.
Amen?
That's right.
The very one that created the heaven, that created the earth, is living inside of you.
Amen.
Boy, when you think about it that way, well, suddenly all things do seem like they're possible.
That's right.
Toothache ain't so bad anymore. Headaches aren't so bad. I guess right. That is possible, amen? When you consider the gravity of it,
yes.
The very creator has taken up residence in human flesh.
Amen.
Praise God.
That's it, brother. Exactly.
Oh, my. You know, Jesus, we talk about with the third pole and with Jesus, Mark 11, when he talks about speaking in the mountain being removed. Is that right? What prompted the whole thing? He goes out one day, sees a fig tree, and he's looking for fruit. The Bible says he was hungry. He was hungry.
Amen.
And there is no fruit, so he curses the tree. And they come back later that day, and it's starting to wither, and Peter's just blown away. Look how fast the tree's withered.
Amen.
And Jesus says, have faith in God.
Amen.
Amen. It's like I tell people, don't have faith in your faith.
That's
Too many
right.
people have faith in their faith.
That's right.
Well, I've got enough faith, and I prayed through, and I did this, that. Don't have faith in your faith, because your faith will fail. Amen.
That's right.
Your faith will waver.
Amen.
He didn't say have faith in your faith. It's have faith in God. Is that right?
Yes, Lord.
Paul said he was raised by the faith of God. It was Christ's faith. Amen. It's his faith in the believer.
Amen.
That's where you place your faith. Not your faith. Faith in your faith.
Amen.
That's good.
Right.
Don't have the people, but they do it all the time. And we say, well, not my faith. Well, don't use your faith in the first place. Use his. I mean, you get shook up. You'll get discouraged. But he won't.
Amen.
He knows what's done. He's sitting there, seated in heavenly places.
Amen.
Is that right?
Hallelujah.
Because if you say to this mountain, that was the thing that with Brother Brown that puzzled him for years.
Yes, sir.
If you say to this mountain, not if I say, if you say, what was it? Because God was going to speak through human.
Amen.
Not just Jesus. Amen.
That's right.
He said, if you say to this mountain,
yes, sir.
Brother Andrew, if you say to this mountain,
right,
is that right? You say to this mountain, be thou removed and cast in sea, and don't doubt in your heart.
Amen.
Amen. Not your mind.
That's it. Preach.
You just said if you doubt in your mind, that's what I'm talking about. People
yeah.
doubt in their mind all the time. The devil, it's just, he comes along and he tries to plant doubt there.
Yeah.
And he'll fight the greatest battle ever fought right here in your mind. And he'll plague you with doubt, and he'll plague you with your past.
Right.
He'll use everything he can, is that right? But if you don't doubt in your heart.
That's right.
See, that's like I said, it's not about, it's so much people use is just, it's mental faith.
That's
it's
it.
Intellectual faith. But when you can rest on what he has placed inside
yes,
of you.
Yes, Lord, amen.
Amen. You're not an unbelieving believer. You can't be a drunk, sober man or a black, white dog. You are a believer. That means you believe. You say, well, I don't know if I believe. If you're a believer, that means you believe. Amen. That's who you are. It's like I talked about with Christ. It's not just something you do. It's who you are.
Amen.
You are a believer.
Amen.
That's your nature is to believe
God.
Why? Because you're born again of the Holy Ghost. Baptized into the Spirit. And it's him that worketh us. As Paul says in Philippians 2:13. It's him. That worketh in you both to will and to do. His good pleasure. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
That's why Jesus said, whatsoever things ye desire,
amen.
You'll have it. Why? Because your desire is his desire.
Amen.
Because it's him that worketh in you to will and to do his good pleasure. Amen?
Yes, it is.
Behold, what manner of love. Think about it. Behold, John says, what manner of love the Father hath for us that we should be called the sons of God.
Amen.
Yes.
He says, now are we the sons of God.
Amen.
Not just, well, one day. One day God, Jesus is going to come back, he's going to change, we're going to be, right now, he says, we are the sons of God.
Yes.
And it does not yet appear we shall be, but we know.
Amen.
Yes. Yes.
I know.
We know when he appears, when he's appeared. We know.
Hallelujah.
We shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is.
Amen.
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 Yes, Lord.
That's what makes this victory in the love divine possible to come to pass.
Amen.
Is that right? 1 John 4:17 says, herein is our love made perfect. Man, I want perfect love. Here's how you get it. Herein is our love made perfect that we might have boldness. Boldness in the day. Because as he is, so are we. In this world.
That's right.
In this world, right now, as he is, so are we. Not the flesh. I'm not talking about having a long hair, beard, and a robe, walking out with nail pierced hands. Anybody, a hypocrite could do that. You can impersonate that. But the life of Christ.
Yes.
That was the life that came down on the day of Pentecost. That's the life in the believer today.
Yes, sir.
That's when you. That's why God could take. That's why God could take a man like Peter, who denied him three times and did all kinds of things. He swore and cursed and said, "I don't know the man." He could take that man, and he could say, Jesus could tell him, "When you're converted."
That's right.
When you're converted, you go strengthen the brethren. And he could take that man and put his spirit in him in such a union where he could stand up and tell these people. And they could say, "What must we do to be saved?" He said, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost."
Amen.
He walks up to the gate beautiful. I want to finish with this. He walks up to the gate beautiful one day. Is that right? He sees this man laying there. He's lame. He can't walk. Is that right? He's taking up alms. It's like I tell people, Peter did everything wrong. Peter did everything wrong. He's going up with John to pray. He wasn't prayed up. He hadn't prayed today yet. He's going up to pray. See, now, we would say, well, he has to pray first. Amen? Well, go on and pray for 6 or 7 hours, and then when you feel spiritual, come out and minister to him. Amen? He wasn't prayed up. He didn't go and fast. He didn't see this guy and say, well, now let me go see if it's the will of God. Maybe God wants you to be sick after all. You know, that's why he bore your stripes. You would stay sick. See, he didn't have to quite, see, he had the mind of Christ. Amen?
Amen.
People, you know, that's the thing. People, they're waiting to hear from God. Well, if I could hear from God, well, are you a Christian?
Amen.
I said, if you're a Christian, you want to hear from God, go open your Bible up and read it out loud.
Amen.
Amen.
Good.
That's good. Did he not say, with the stripes you were healed?
Right.
Amen. If you're sick in body today, God don't have to heal you. He already did it. You just have to accept it by faith. God don't have to go put Jesus on the cross and whip him again. Amen. He did enough.
Amen.
So Peter could look. He could look at this man, and he was a poor preacher that had no money.
That's right.
Is that right?
Sure did.
And he makes the biggest mistake a preacher could ever say. He says, "Look on us, man. Look at this guy. He's just so arrogant. Look on us. Who do you think you are, Peter?" It wasn't the man Peter, but he had something to say to him.
Yes, that's right.
Amen. He said, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee."
That's
amen.
It.
Amen. Amen. He had to have it to give. He said, "I have it, and now I'm going to give it to
that's
you."
That's right.
Amen.
Such as I already have. Such as I'm a possessor of it. I give to you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk.
Yes, amen.
And the man, he just kind of sits there, so Peter jerks him up anyway.
That's right.
He's like, "Look, I ain't taking no for an answer." He grabs my hand, stands him up. And the man, he finds that he can walk.
That's right.
Actually, he found he could run.
Amen.
Is that right? He comes to the temple. Praise God. God healed me. Amen. God did a great thing for me. The scriptures, he comes in leaping and praising God.
Yeah.
Man, I've never done this before. Now he looks like a ballerina or something. He's just got agility. He's got strength. Is that right? He comes in and they're looking and saying, "What is this all about?" And Peter says, what does he say? He says, "It's not by my own power." Is that right? It wasn't, "I'm such a gifted apostle. Jesus gave me the keys.
Oh my.
I walked on the water with Jesus." It wasn't that. It wasn't my own power, he said. It wasn't my own holiness. It
That's
wasn't
right.
like he was prayed enough, or did enough, or was good enough. It was, but his name, his inheritance, his name has made this man well.
Amen.
Yea, his name and faith in his name
That's right.
has made this man well. The faith which is by him.
Amen.
Amen.
It wasn't even Peter's faith that did it.
That's right.
It was Christ's faith in Peter.
Amen.
Faith in the name. Is that right?
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Now, if you're a Christian today, the scripture says no man calls Jesus Lord except by the Spirit. Is that right?
That's right.
If you're a Christian today, you have What Peter used to raise the man, he gave his blood.
Right.
You've got the name of faith in the name. That's all you need. He didn't, now, you notice that the Jews didn't argue with him. They say, well, that's not how you did it, Peter. Oh, no, you need to read my book. I got a theological book about that. And that don't happen where Jesus is dead. That stuff like that don't happen anymore. Is that right? You couldn't use excuses with him. He already done it. Is that right?
Yes,
he was already done. What he had, you have if you're a believer.
Hallelujah, I believe.
You have everything that he used to raise the man up at the gate beautiful.
Amen, amen.
His name and faith in the name. Is that right?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
You know, we look around us and, you know, people, they're waiting for a bailout to save them. They're waiting for Obama to save them. I'm not picking political parties here, but they're looking for some man to help them out or something. They're looking for, man's going to turn around. We're going to get it right. We're going to have all this that it's falling apart.
That's right.
Worse today than it's ever been before.
That's right.
These people think they know better than God. They think they're going to, like my dad always says, they think they're going to say, well, God, if you give us a few more years, we'd have gotten straightened out.
Right.
Is that right? This world, it's in chaos.
That's right.
Is that
exactly right?
Why? Paul tells us why. The whole creation, it's groaning and travailing in pain.
Yes.
Is that right? For what? For the manifestation of the sons of God. Amen?
Hallelujah.
The whole thing, it's, and Paul says, we within ourselves, we also groan. Is that right? Paul could look at his life like I was saying earlier. He said, there's something wrong. This flesh I'm wrestling with, and I'm having to die every day to this thing.
That's right.
Not just once, every day I gotta go back up on the cross and repent and say, this thing is just, I just gotta die to this. Amen? It's not your job to perfect this flesh, amen.
Oh, it is.
That's the problem. People try to reform this thing. It's not your job to make your flesh better. It's your job to crucify it.
Yes.
It's your job to say, you know what? It's Christ that lives in me. And mortify the deeds of the flesh. That's your job. Amen?
Yes.
Don't try to fix it. It's broken.
Yes.
You can't fix it. If you could fix it, he wouldn't have to change it.
Amen?
You wouldn't have to change it. If you can fix it, amen?
Yes, sir.
He says, I'm groaning. We're waiting, what? For the adoption of sons to enter the redemption of the body.
Amen.
The whole world is groaning, travailing for what? The manifestation of the sons of God.
Amen.
That's where we're at today.
Amen.
This is what we're looking for the coming of the Lord. And he's looking. He's looking for his enemies to be made his footstool. He's looking for the sons of God.
Amen.
As I tell people, he's looking for us to grow up and to show up.
Amen.
Amen. That's what he's looking for. He's looking for his sons to start acting like sons.
Right.
That's right.
Amen. He's looking for maturity. Amen. He's looking for that same character that was in Christ that we would walk by the gate beautiful and they say, you know what? I'm not gonna. Well, I can't help you. Well, I'll go home and pray for you. Well, we could look at somebody and say, you know what? Such as I have. Amen. You can speak to this mountain. Amen.
Amen.
You've got a problem in your life today, people. It astounds me. And I've told testimonies and things, but you'll go to places and some preacher, he'll preach a great message on the cross, on the gospel. And then something comes up. Somebody believes.
Yeah.
And wants to be, you know, they want help. And so now we're going to pray. We're going to plead with God. God, would you help them? God, would you do this, this, and that?
Sorry, I did. Amen.
God, would you send some help to them? I did.
Yeah.
You're the help.
Right.
Yeah. Is that right? Jesus said, as the Father sent me, so send I you. You're the help.
That's right.
Why I need help? You're the answer.
That's right.
God sent you. You go to all the world and you preach the gospel.
Amen.
You lay hands on the sick and they recover. You speak the word of faith and it'll come to pass.
Amen.
You're the answer. Well, I just want revival in my church. I want to see God. I want a fervency for God. I want the fire of God. Then go be a revival. Go live revived. You were dead.
Amen.
And he's quickening you. He's made you alive. You are revival. Is that right?
Yes.
You go, wherever you go, there's revival. You walk revival. You talk revival. You live revival. Is that right? Like that story about the Welsh man. The American, the doctors, they come over there and they're looking for the Welsh revival. And you know, that little guy swinging that billy club. He says, sirs, you've arrived. He says, I am the Welsh revival.
Amen.
You want revival? Go live revival. Go be revival. Well, I want to see miracles. These signs shall follow them that believe. You don't have to go look for them. They'll follow you.
Amen.
Amen. That's who you, because that's who you are.
Amen.
You're a believer. You are a son or daughter of God. It's your nature.
Amen.
It's who you're supposed to be. Amen.
Amen. Yes, sir.
See, the world wants you to live down here and depend on it. Don't depend on that.
That's right.
Look to God.
Amen.
Amen. God's got some sons. Amen.
Amen.
God's got some daughters.
Amen.
They're going to believe the word. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
They're going to take the gospel to every creature and every nation and every tongue.
Hallelujah.
Amen. I believe it.
Amen.
Most people that, it's like I say, they go, but they weren't sent.
That's
They run, but they weren't sent by God. Amen. They run for their own purpose.
Right.
They run for filthy lucre, for money. They run for popularity. They'll go and preach for all kinds of reasons. But God's got some sons.
Amen. Amen.
God's got some daughters who are going to proclaim the gospel.
Amen.
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 He has.
Amen.
He has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness.
Amen.
I believe that. Amen.
Amen.
Well, if God would just give us power. The gospel is the power of God.
Amen.
Unto salvation. Amen. To everyone that believeth.
Amen.
Amen. You got it.
Amen.
Jesus said you have power when you receive the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
I mean, there's enough power. There's enough power in you now to speak a whole new world into existence.
Amen.
And go live on it.
Yes, sir.
That's how much power is in one believer. Amen.
Yes, sir. That's right.
But it's governed by a law of faith.
Amen.
See, God don't want you to go make a new world. He wants you to take this one over.
That's right.
He wants to restore this one.
Yes.
He's got impossible written over the whole thing. He says, there it is. Go have dominion over it. Go put my enemies under my footstool.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
I mean, he's looking for the coming of the Lord.
Amen.
That's our only hope. Paul says that's the blessed hope of the church.
Yeah.
You know, I don't have a big bank account. That'd be nice. That'd be fine. Don't have a real fancy car, big house. But I have a blessed hope.
Amen.
That stuff's all going to pass away.
That's right.
Amen.
Yes.
The world and the fashion thereof passeth away. But he that doeth the will of the Lord, the scripture says, abideth forever. Why? Because a servant doesn't abide in the house forever, Jesus said. But a son abides forever.
Amen.
Yes, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Let's go ahead and stand on our feet. I'm so thankful. Not just to serve God, but to be part of His family.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Jesus.
To be part of His family. We're going to say, this is my beloved son. I'm not ashamed to call him my son.
That's right.
I'm not ashamed of what he used to be because I have placed it in the sea of my forgetfulness.
Oh, thank you, Father.
I'm not looking at that anymore. Amen?
Yes.
Just like we talk about the priest. When the priest would bring a sacrifice to the temple, he'd bring that lamb. You didn't look at the priest.
That's right, brother.
You didn't examine the priest for faults. You examined the lamb he brought.
That's right.
God's not looking at you and me. He's looking at the sacrifice. And it's perfect. There's no greater sacrifice. There's nothing greater to come. Amen?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Heavenly Father, we thank you today for that sacrifice. As this scripture says, if by one man's offense all fell, by one man's, how much more, you said, by one man's obedience shall we reign in life.
Oh,
oh God, we thank you that we would reign with you in life.
Yes.
That you have made us to sit down with you. Lord, that we would have authority to speak to a defeated enemy that you've defeated at the cross of Calvary, where all his legal rights were stripped away. And we could speak to the mountain. We could speak to sickness. We could speak to oppression. We could speak to devils in bondage and tell them to go in the name of Jesus. Lord, that we don't have to live bound. For we were part of the kingdom of darkness. You've translated us, Galatians 1 says, in Colossians 1, into the kingdom of your dear son. We've got an ambassadorship. We've got a new home.
Hallelujah.
We've got a heavenly citizenship now. That we don't belong to the devil anymore.
Hallelujah, Lord.
That we were bought with a price.
Lord God, thank you.
You paid the greatest price you could ever pay. There's anything greater you could have paid it, but you paid the greatest thing you could have.
Lord God,
that's how much it mattered to you.
Thank
God, we're so
Lord
thankful
God.
As the people who we know in our flesh were not worthy. We know even today, Lord, I woke up this morning, I make mistakes. I backslide 1,000 times a day, Lord. I can't even count. But Lord, I have an atonement. I have a representation. And I believe, as the scripture saith, that Christ is the end of righteousness. The end of the law for righteousness to them that believe. Heavenly Father, we thank you today for a new covenant, a new way, Lord. A greater covenant. A greater priesthood, a greater light. Father, may you use us as sons and daughters to minister to the when we go to work, Lord, when we go to the gas station, wherever we would go, we go to the grocery store, that people could look and say there's something different about them. We're not trying to act funny or get people's attention, but a life. Lord, that we could help those in need for your glory. Father, we thank you for these things. Bless this little group here, Lord. May you use them. May you strengthen them and increase them in the Spirit of God, we pray. And Father, I thank you for this time. In Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Amen. Boy, I don't. You know, I just get up here. I don't know what to sing when I'm done. Give me the key of G. It's better than the key of off that I normally use. Amen. Victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory today is mine. Oh, I told Satan to get me behind.
Yes.
Oh, victory today is mine. Sing it again.
Oh, victory is mine.
Hallelujah.
Victory is mine. Victory today.
Even our faith.
That's right.
Amen. This is the victory.
Thank you, Lord
God. Amen. How many's got the victory
today?
Oh, yes,
Lord.
How many's got joy? How many's got the victory? And then how many wants to give the devil a black eye? And remind you that I'm a son. I'm a daughter of God. I'm going to glorify God in my spirit and my body, which are God's. It belongs to God. Maybe the devil's afflicted you. Maybe he's tormenting you. But I say to him, take your hands off God's property.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus, take your hands
Lord
off God's
Jesus.
Property. Amen.
Yes,
you don't have to live there anymore. You don't have to live in the devil's camp anymore.
Amen.
You've got a home.
Oh,
I've got a homeland.
God.
Amen. I've got a family. I'm going to go see Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
I shall see him in my flesh, Job said.
Yes.
I'm looking to see him. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Oh, I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. I've been washed in the fountain, cleansed by His blood. I'm a joint heir with Jesus as we travel this time.
Family of God, I've been born.
Softly, can we bow our heads together? I'm so grateful to know that the Lord was able to speak this morning to confirm His word once again to us. Every eye closed, every head bowed. But being a son of God doesn't mean anything if you don't know you're a son of God. So I just ask you to evaluate your heart right now. If there's any bit of doubt in there whether you really be part of this covenant or not, whether you be of the seed of Abraham, whether you really be of Christ, there's no reason to leave here with that doubt still in your heart. Christ has atoned that we take away all of our doubts and fears. And if there's something in there, I pray that you would raise it up to the Lord and let Him wash it away this morning. That you can walk out of here victorious. This isn't about a church walk. This is about a walk with you and God. I don't want to leave a service without an opportunity for somebody that doesn't have the Holy Ghost to receive it. And if you have any doubt whether you have it or not, this is the time to receive it. Today is the day of salvation.
Amen.
As we pray together, I commit your heart unto Him now. You might be honest with yourself and honest with Him, and don't walk out of here with a doubt. Heavenly Father, thank you again for the word of the Lord that comes and just destroys all the doubts and fears that we have in our lives. I pray that each soul would find themselves at rest, Lord, that they would cease from their own works, Lord, as you did on the seventh day, and they'd be resting in what you did for us at Calvary. We're so grateful to know, Lord, that you didn't even bring a new thing when you brought us the message. All you did was show us what we always had. And we're so happy for that, Lord. I pray for every soul in this place. Don't let one of them leave here with a doubt. Don't let one of them leave here without your Spirit abiding in their heart. Lord, if there's one that needs it, Lord, if there's one that doesn't have salvation, may you impart that unto them now in Jesus Christ's name. May they open up their heart, Lord, and let you step right in and change their life completely. Lord, if there's one that's still discouraged, with any sickness in this place, in the name of Jesus Christ, we pronounce this audience healed. Satan, you're a liar, you're defeated, and you have no power. Get out of this group of people, we pray. Commit each soul into your hands, Lord. We thank you again for speaking and showing us the truth. We pray, Lord, that you'll bless Brother Alexander as he goes on his way to minister other places as well. You'll continue to use him in a mighty way, just as you did this afternoon. We pray for each soul, Lord. May you have the preeminence in our lives as we rededicate ourselves to you. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen. If there's any needs in the building, if you want to come forward and be prayed for, that's fine. We can do that with you. Brother Alexander can pray. If not, we're just going to sing and dismiss. If you don't have anywhere to go, we're going to go ahead and take lunch today. Don't even worry about paying. I don't care if you're a guest. I don't care if you don't come at all. That's fine. We're just going to take care of it today. If you want to go and have fellowship, we're not trying to proselyte either. Don't get that idea. We just like to bless people that love the Lord. Do you love Him this afternoon? Well, a few of you do. Do you love Him this afternoon? You know, my wife might not know, might know that I love her, but until I tell her, it don't mean a whole lot, does it? You know, when she came home on Sweetest Day and I just snuck in some flowers in that seat, that meant a lot to her. Wonder what it means to Jesus for you to just say, you know what? Normally I only raise one hand about this high. How about I just go ahead and do both in a full surrender and just give a good old hallelujah, because I don't care what somebody else thinks. I'm looking at you, Lord Jesus, and you're worthy of praise. You're worthy of honor. I love you, Father. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for changing me, Lord. Hallelujah, Father. Let's give Him worship and praise now. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Father. Sing it with all your heart now.
And purchase my salvation on Calvary's tree.
Oh, sing it again with all your heart now. Yes, Lord.
Oh,
thank you, Lord God.
Oh, hallelujah.
sing that one more time. If you need to be dismissed, you can go this morning. God bless you.
Oh, I